you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anybody this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a couple minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, wherever, whenever, we appreciate the ear hole and brain time that you are granting us.
Ear hole.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And a message to Steve Jobs, you're dead. Steve Jobs died.
Yes.
Who runs iPhone?
You can
Bill
channel
now?
Him. Cook?
I'm an atheist. Channel this. Tim Cook?
Sure.
Hey. Why does it say my settings? My iPhone's always full.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
I mean, really?
God damn it! You fucked it up! God damn you!
And I signed up for the fucking cloud, and I don't know how to get the shit that's on my phone into the fucking cloud.
Yay!
And I'm not fucking dumb, right? Yay!
Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours, probably talking a lot about our giant orange shitbag in chief.
Hey, if you voted for Trump, just do me a favor. Just start wearing your clown robe. Your fucking clan robe out and about so we know who you are.
Or your clown robe. Or your clownish clan robe.
Clowns.
Or your clanny clown robe.
Oh, clowns in their robes. Bahaha.
Look at me, I'm Cooney the Clown.
Mine fastens from the back.
Was it Homie the Clown? Was that awesome character on In Living Color?
Yeah, there you go.
Homie, don't play that game.
Homie, don't play that, baby. Resist.
Thanks for joining us. We're, like I said, going to be here for the next couple of hours. Tweet us live during the show if y'all like.
Fuck you, boy.
At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Oh, I'm a little gassy. Or, you can, hurl us a message over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh, yes.
Where all the cool kids hang out.
Color me there.
You little son of a bitch. Socialist cocksucker.
Paula Page, right?
Sure.
Maine. What's his deal? Is he guaranteed to win again, or is he running again? What does he do?
I don't know what's going on up there in Maine. I don't know if they have term limits, if he can run again or whatever. But
who votes for him?
Twice?
God damn! He's racist.
Yeah, he was the one who said Shifty and Lucky are coming over and impregnating the white. Yeah. Of Maine.
Smoothie. He actually said smoothies hopping over the Maine border.
I am of the impression that most people who need to tell me how big their cock is when I'm not trying to suck it, usually don't have much of a cock at all.
Exciting news this Wednesday night. A brand new Sparkle in Hollywood hick for y'all.
Oh, my fucking God.
The hick be back, everybody.
This dude, he's the funniest fucking guy on the planet.
By popular demand.
Good Lord, he's funny.
Brent Paris. So download him off of the iTunes, the Hollywood hick also.
That's right.
It'll stream here first at 7 p.m. Pacific tonight.
We got your stream.
10 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, nice math. Thanks. He did the math on the fly. God, it really... What do you think about society and shit after watching that Trump shit or listening to it? What do you think?
Well, it's amazing. I mean, the night before, he was so presidential and kumbaya-ish. And then last night, he was quite the opposite. And then today again...
Was he truculent?
Today again, he's trying to pretend to be all... Oh, we have to work together as Americans. We love each other.
I was thinking of words to describe Trump, and I think truculent, right? Don't you think?
Sure.
Hateful.
Yeah, truculent.
Hateful.
Petulant.
Petulant. That's a bad one for a president.
Yeah.
Not bad if you're like a puppy or a kitten, maybe. You can be a petulant kitten. You're not, you know. What is that?
No kibble for you, you little fucker.
What are you? Are you petulant? You're, who knows?
She's licking part of her body.
Oh, God. Racist, hateful.
Envy.
Xenophobic. Yeah, he's envious.
No, I was envying Kate being able to lick her own part of her body. God.
Kate, you keep that away from our president. He gets grabby.
Oh, dear God. Okay, the soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Yeah. Are we ready to say this, fuck this Jesus shit, too? Like, that's not helping.
I saw a tweet today that somebody who was, I think a journalist, like a civilized journalist, was like, look, I've had it. If you voted for Trump, fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was kind of that simple. If you voted for this guy, fuck you.
Really? I don't know how to talk to you. If you got a MAGA hat sitting on your fucking mantle and you're my cousin, I know it's your boyfriend's. Who the fuck? Hey. Oh,
that's right.
If you're a woman.
You're not speaking metaphorically.
No.
I remember. Yes. I do remember.
I just think it's weird. If you're a woman, how do you let a person inside you that voted for this rapey, fucking creepy shitler?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Somebody let him inside of her.
God, that's unreal. I don't believe that. That's bullshit. You keep it in your pants, yeah. Ted. You're just...
Thanks for joining us. Here are the... Let's get to the headlines. It's probably about what we're going to talk about anyway. Ooh. Last night's off the rails, insane, batshit Nuremberg rally.
What happened to that guy?
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker, somewhere in the southern United States.
Hey, man.
I guess we're not supposed to geolocate.
No.
Pensacola, Florida, Dayline, August 20th and the 3rd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These be your headlines.
Yeah, we got a security warning from... the head office
here in somewhere in the southern United States. So I think possibly we might be doing a live remote from protest and counter protest.
Oh yeah, we should do that
this Saturday,
right
here. And if you are in the Pensacola area and you're a liberal, we're hoping the side of good is not going to be outnumbered.
Calling all liberal cucks.
I'm not all that. I'm not all that optimistic. I got to be honest with you,
dude.
The numbers, but
Listen, Pensacola is liberal. It's progressive down here. There's lots of hippies, lots of artists, lots of miscreants.
So down here in Pensacola, there's something called Robert E. Lee Park.
Who is that? What is that guy?
And he in that park is, interestingly enough, not a statue of Robert E. Lee, but a statue dedicated to Confederate soldiers in general.
Why? How do you name a park Robert E. Lee Park? Why pick that?
Well, it's our heritage, you commie hippie.
Oh, is it? Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Fuck you. What? Do they have a lot of parks in Germany that are like Hitler Park? You want to go to Hitler Park? Knock the ball around?
I think it might be difficult to find.
Goebbels Square?
Although there is a German magazine, I was surprised. I thought they could get in trubs for imagery, but I guess maybe editorially.
Trubs.
They're okay. Some German magazine.
Nine.
Has a cartoonish depiction of our president wearing a flag as a, like a shawl, wearing one of our flags.
Okay.
But he's waving in a very stiff-armed manner.
Right.
I didn't think they could do that.
Well,
he's doing a Hitler salute.
They're
for
making
those
a point,
slower,
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm sure the line is blurry, you know? Do people understand that it's a comment on fascism and it's not pro-fascism? Obviously, right?
Correct.
I don't know.
But at what point, you can't wear a Nazi uniform and walk down the street, ironically. You'll be arrested.
But you know, honestly, dude, if you need somebody to make calls like that, you gotta hire a guy that's good at that kind of thing. Like, I could make the call on that. I could say, is that racist or is it not racist? I would love to have that job. How do you get that? I want to be...
Well, first of all, in this administration,
right?
That's not going to happen.
That's an easy call. It's racist. I'm the racist decider. I'm the decider.
There's no racism anymore. Who is it? Rick Rick Joyner. I think I'm blowing a wad for Faithless Friday, but we don't need to hear what he says.
Clean up on aisle 69.
Pastor Rick Joyner basically says, and I checked on Twitter, his ministry has like 20,000 followers.
Oh, gross.
Gross. But Rick Joyner basically...
yes?
Well, let me find it now. Thanks for joining us. Here's the headline, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
What is it?
Emergency exit, the 25th Amendment is the headline.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post.
Imagine you give a speech, and next morning the headlines are like, is this guy mentally ill? Fuck me, man.
Well, that headline's been around for a little while. It says, Trump unfit to be president? ?
Oh, God.
It's Fox News tactics.
Oh, yes.
We're not saying, but...
Wait, Fox News is still on board with this dingbat, right?
Wavering.
Oh, my God, Trump. Jesus fucking Christ.
In fact, I might have a clip. I think I do. There's a, you know, during his Festivus last night, he licked the crevices of Ducey, Kilmeade, and Earhart, of course, his favorite little munchkins.
Ooh, yes.
And Hannity, of course, got a little rim action also. But
so fucking gross.
But
you know, sometimes when you say shit, you understand, like, maybe you're thinking about how the word lays out in the sentence and you're not really picturing what you're saying. But all I have when you say that is just the image. Well, that's all I have. So I'm watching. I'm in my mind.
Your imagination
I'm seeing.
Works.
It's not. It's you're making me see that. Stop it.
Hannity with his legs up behind his ears.
Akimbo.
I'm gonna toss your salad. Salad.
Your salad.
I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Trump. Trump gave warm finger jobs to those people, but a little backhand to some of the others, apparently, on Fox. I'm willing to bet he's looking at you, Shep Smith.
Hey, baby.
He said something like, you know, maybe some of the rest of the coverage maybe needs to. Like he bitched about
Shepard.
He's thrilled about the coverage he gets from Hannity and fucking Fox and Fiends.
Ducey, he loves what they
Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, we're very thrilled.
Hey, Steve Ducey, do you have children?
Ainsley, show him your tits.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is Steve Ducey, how are you going to sit down, look your kids in the eye and say, listen, I supported Hitler on television. I ushered in this apocalypse. I'm sorry, the skin's melting off your face from down from this thermonuclear fucking war.
That car I'm going to buy you when you're 16 isn't going to grow on a tree, bitch.
Yeah, I got to start sucking this Trump dick. fucking horrible.
This is by somebody, SV Date.
Okay. SV Date.
Interesting.
What a horrible name.
I know not who this person is.
Hello, Mr. Date.
But the story is that it says, for those who watched President Trump's tirade in Phoenix Tuesday night.
Yes.
And the angry news conference in New York.
God.
A week earlier.
Does he ever like take a moment and count to 10 or anything like that? This guy, our president, does he ever take a moment before he speaks to think about what the fuck he's going to say? No, okay. I deserve that look. No!
And then recall his Twitter threats about nuclear weapons earlier this month. There's some good news. A president can be removed from office if his cabinet deems him mentally unstable.
How about that for good fucking news? That's amazing.
There's also bad news. The only person who can start that process.
Yes?
Vice President Mike Pence. Oh. Who seems to have his face labia pressed up against Trump's butt labia.
Right. Labias all around.
It says here he's been loath to utter even a negative word about his boss.
Jeez. He has, though, right? I mean, he's really, when speaking about the Schittler, he does so carefully.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But if you're the vice president, I mean, basically people are just going to ask you, hey, what the fuck, what about what Trump said? So you have to figure out how to answer that?
That's all he's doing.
That's impossible. His job must be impossible. He's a piece of garbage.
Oh, yeah.
So he's, fuck him.
I mean, let's not think that everything's going to be rosy balls when if Trump gets impeached or quits.
Well, I mean, it might be a little rosy balls. I mean, what if he's, you know, all caught up in this Russian shit?
Yeah, but we need rosy balls to happen after the 2018 elections when we take back, hopefully, at least one of the two chambers, if not both.
Okay.
And then fuck him.
Right.
And Pence can pray as much as he wants in the White House.
Is that guy going to get the evangelicals out to vote? Is he going to rally the country?
They did.
Yeah.
But they're dwindling. I think they've blown their, pun intended, white wad.
Right. It's very white.
All
by
over.
The way.
Yeah, yeah. These last couple of times, I think they're waning.
Right. Well, their wad might not be totally white. How about those white supremacist dudes that went on Ancestry.com and found out that, right. You know.
The hard part is, though, that they, I know there's some billionaire Christianist wads that are out there. Mercers, the DeVosses.
Oh, yes.
There's some creepy, really wealthy.
1% are dick bags.
Like, why aren't, I mean, as much as I loathe the Koch brothers,
yes.
I can't imagine. The Kochs are not like really Jesus-y. They're only a little Jesus-y when it behooves them,
right,
to get the dummies to goose step in their direction.
Yeah. Like when they're dealing with Kansas.
Right.
They've done a number on that state.
Yeah,
right?
they don't give a shit about Jesus, but they really, really care about not paying for black people. So that's the headline is over at the HuffPo.
Right.
I guess trying to reassure some people who are losing their minds over last night's shit fest in Phoenix.
Yes. Ooh, geez. Now you're going to get some GOP people there.
God, shit. And again, just looking at the people behind him, it's really terrifying.
No, God, I know when he's talking and
the
those
cultists,
lunatics.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking
and
God.
And, you know, the one black guy they found who's nuts. There's stories about him now. Because people want to know who's the guy that was waving the blacks for homemade blacks for Trump sign.
Was there a grammar mistake?
No, there wasn't.
It was not. Is that fake news?
There was an odd space that made it look like there may have been an apostrophe there. Maybe.
Check your font. Check your spacing. If you're going to put a sign, it's going to show up on national fucking television. Okay.
Oh boy, over the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
Everybody, make sure you get your Depends ready.
Yeah.
Because you're going to blow a load in your pants.
Okay.
From behind.
Right. Jeez.
Gas filled bus found near rock venue.
What does that mean? That's a terrorist attack or some bullshit like that?
Yeah.
Gas filled. But. It's a bus, right?
Well, and it's also in Holland.
Hello.
Not that that's not horrible.
No, yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily rate, oh my God, big red headline at Drudge.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course it does.
But is it?
Because you got to say, look, there's Muslims. You know, we don't have to worry about these white terrorists here.
Hey, man.
You got to worry about the Muslims.
Shit.
Over in Holland.
But just because the bus is filled with gas, does that turn it into a terrorist weapon?
A rock concert by U.S. band.
No shit.
I never. Alalas?
Alas.
Has been canceled. And this is from express.co.uk.
Hello.
Venue evacuated immense concerns over a terror threat.
Jolly
after
good.
Police discovered a van filled with glass bottles nearby.
Pip, pip.
Police officers wearing bulletproof vests descended on the...
Descended.
Masilo.
Really?
Venue in Rotterdam.
Ooh, wee wee. Fuck you.
While an anti-terror unit was also on site.
Yes.
According to local media.
Oh, okay. So the bus was full of gas, and there was a bunch of empty glass bottles in it.
The gig was canceled following a tip-off from Spanish police, and the mayor of Rotterdam has now confirmed that a small van with Spanish number plates...
Zutalo.
And some kind of glass bottles was found nearby the venue.
Maybe it's a guy with a bus, and he's going to recycle shit.
Whether the bus with glass bottles can be linked to the threat, we cannot now establish. The driver of the van is Spanish.
I am Spanish. I like that better than he's a Spaniard. Spanish.
So that's all we have. I mean, I don't even think we really know what is going on.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's been confirmed that this is even...
So how's that a headline on fucking Drudge? Don't you have real shit to talk about? Didn't our president just have like a quasi-Klan rally last night?
Well, apparently the news ain't that huge. Even at the HuffPo, they're like, you know, hey, don't worry, the 25th Amendment and stuff.
Well, like, that's not a fucking constitutional crisis. How does that work? Does Congress have to say, okay, this guy is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, sorry. And they remove the fucking guy? I imagine it's a whole thing.
Well, yeah, Pence has to have secret meetings with the cabinet members.
But we don't...
You're right. Behind my back. Why did you have lunch with Ben Carson?
Who
I saw you. Let me smell your fingers.
Oh, jeez. Wait a second. If you have lunch with Ben Carson, your fingers are going to... will betray you.
Yeah.
Who tells him that? Hey, Donald, I need to let you know that the Congress is going to use the 25th Amendment to have you yanked out of here. He's going to be like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
You have to tell Donald Trump he's crazy? I don't want that job.
We're trying to get consensus, but Ben Carson is, we're trying to wake him up.
No. Good luck. Good fucking luck. Sleepy Smurf.
So last night, those are your headlines.
Yes.
Over at the Commie Pickle Liberal.
It beat.
HuffPo and the Drudge Report.
Oh, yes. What's up?
I thought I had signed in.
Right.
To, well.
It's amazing.
The
like,
Washington Post. I thought I'd signed in, but.
So is Drudge still pro-Trump?
It's hard to discern these days.
Yes. Because, I mean, listen, if we come to the conclusion that this guy's nuts, then that is a real problem because. What about all those people that voted for him? Do you know what I mean? Are they going to, in their mind, are they going to be like, listen, I voted for a guy that was crazy. I gave the guy that was crazy my vote who had the launch codes.
I'm hoping there's enough people out there that will just hide in embarrassment. But there's going to be those, the hardcore ones. We got a PPP poll.
Yes.
Public policy people.
No.
I don't know what the third P stands for.
What's that last fucking P about?
I'll
maybe they don't even
out.
Need it. Get rid of it.
Too many P's.
The PP poll. I guess that's why. Yeah.
That
maybe the final P stands for poll. You don't need to say poll. Redundant.
Public policy polling. I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. What so you don't think? Need to say public policy polling poll.
I like PPP. lots of fascinating shit. From the PPP poll, I was reading it earlier.
Yes.
And even I found some, like when you dig down a little deeper.
Right.
Into some of these numbers, fascinating. Last night, Trump had his rally. And these are fucking, they're not even disguising them. They're saying that they are their election rallies
right.
for 2020.
Does anyone say, hey, dude,
he's raising money.
Why isn't he in the office working? Because he's usually golfing.
because this is how he recharges his batteries. This is
the only way to keep it together, I bet. If you're the Trump team, it's probably easier.
Dear God, schedule a rally.
God, if you're working on Air Force One, it's probably easier to deal with that motherfucker than it is if, you know, if you're just at the White House. This guy gets up, and what does he do? He gets up in the morning, watches the news, bitches, tweets, rinse, wash, repeat. That's POTUS, right?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
In fact, today,
yes.
he had a couple of tweets.
Somebody's going to have to tell this guy he's nuts. I can't imagine who the fuck that's going to be.
I don't think you can.
Ivanka. Ivanka must tell him.
Daddy, you're batshit?
Yeah. Shit.
Phoenix crowd last night was amazing. A packed house. Ooh. I love the great state of Arizona. Not a fan of Jeff Flake.
God.
Weak on crime and border.
Weak. Why is Jeff Flake weak on the crime and border?
Because Jeff Flake has criticized him.
Oh, okay, I see. Is Jeff Flake down for the wall or no?
No, most the representatives of the states that are actually bordering Mexico,
yes,
very few of them are like, they know what's going on.
Right.
Very few of them are like, you know, we need a wall.
We don't need a fucking wall.
We don't need it.
The very existence of a wall, I bet, would cause fucking problems. You know, no one has even done an environmental impact study on what that wall would be. They don't give a fuck. You're right.
Environment?
We got rid of the environment.
He wants logging of the sequoias.
You know, Trump.
Look at all that wood. Why is it just sitting there?
You know, it's funny. Trump doesn't want to just get rid of the Environmental Protection Agency. He wants to get rid of the fucking environment.
Right.
I want
to
live on
Think how much cheaper it'll be if we don't have to protect that shit.
I want
to
live in a concrete tube. Fuck the animals.
Yeah, he lives 80 floors up.
Yeah, what does he care about?
In a hideous gold-gilded hooker fest.
Oh, really?
Doesn't it look like a whorehouse?
No, it does. It's so fucking tacky. You know what it looks like? The Cheesecake Factory. Have you ever been in that restaurant?
Yes.
It's just gold. Gold curtains everywhere.
Well, the one in Chicago is the only one I've been to. I was never at the one in
LA. They're all the same.
In LA.
You know,
I don't
like
know
gaudy,
if they all have the same
gold
decor.
Bullshit all over the fucking place. It looks like the White House.
Several friends that have worked for them, though.
Yes.
Make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're huge. Price point's high.
But
blah,
if you
blah,
believe
blah.
In a soul.
Yes.
Gone.
Capitalist pigs.
Here is a highlight reel.
Yes.
That I can't take credit for. This is over at the Washington Post of last night's
oh, good.
Rally.
What is that?
That's him coming out.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. What a crowd. What happened in Charlottesville strikes at the core of America. And tonight, this entire arena stands united in forceful condemnation of the thugs who perpetrate hatred and violence.
What's wrong with you people?
Of the thugs. Something got up his ass, man. He's on fire. He must get so pumped up at these fucking rallies.
I know what's up his ass.
What do you think?
Mueller is up his ass.
You think before he goes on stage, he's got his earbuds in and he's listening to like Eminem or something to pump him up? This is his moment, man.
Right. He's listening to death metal.
Oh, yeah.
Caninus.
He's listening to Hitler speeches, probably.
Right.
That's what what's her face said, his other wife, right?
Speak it to me.
Yeah.
But the very dishonest media, those people right up there with all the cameras.
So.
What a
now,
dick.
All the white faces,
yes,
and the one black guy with the sign behind him,
right,
are pointing and going boo to the media.
How many steps away are we from, let's get them?
Well, yeah.
That's terrifying.
People right up there with all the cameras.
God. A pandering dick. That's pandering.
We're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is me speaking.
So he was like, listen,
They're all mad at me about not having responded when I responded like a million fucking times. Here's what I said. And he pulls out the printed speech that he was to give.
Right.
At on the night after the horrible killing in Charlottesville.
Yes.
And he reads it.
Okay.
But he forgets a little detail.
Well, he left out...
We condemn in the strongest possible terms.
This is a side-by-side that they put together at the WAPO of him quoting himself in front of, you know, thousands of white Phoenicians. And
Phoenicians.
That's what they call themselves.
Meaning they're from Phoenix?
Yeah. I didn't...
Wait a second.
The governor of Arizona the other day, or the mayor of Arizona, was on telly.
Yes.
And he said, the Phoenicians don't want him here.
Phoenicians!
Like, I was like, damn.
Lend me your ears! It sounds very, I don't know, Greek.
How's Trump's Aramaic?
Shakespearean.
But they put together side by side of Trump saying, this is what I said, goddammit. And what he actually said. Here's the tape of what he said.
Right.
So playing side by side is a great... Great job here at the WAPO.
Speaking, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display
this
of hatred,
egregious display
bigotry,
of hatred,
and
bigotry,
violence.
Bigotry,
it's me speaking,
and violence on many sides. On many
sides.
Whoa! Bam, baby!
That little on many sides, which is what everyone screamed about.
On many sides.
If he would have stopped there,
yes,
nobody would have said anything. They would have said, well, he didn't exactly say Nazi, didn't say KKK.
Right.
But it would have been mildly acceptable. When he went on many sides, that's when it all went into the shitter.
That's right. And you know, just listening to this side by side, Trump, when you're reading prepared shit, you should practice it more, right? Because obviously, the second reading is better than the first when they're doing it side by side. The first time you did the statement, Donald, you're monotone, you're uninspired, you're boring.
Well, that's the tone you should have. It should be somber. Somebody just got killed.
Yeah, but the second reading has more something. There's more something behind it. He's more pizzazz.
Could you read it again?
Yeah, I don't know. But the first one is so horrible, though, yeah. But the first one's so horrible and uninspired. It really is. He's feelingless.
Well, it's not... I mean, he shouldn't be a sober tone, but when you're reacting to horrible terrorist attack, but...
He's monotone. He has no feeling.
Well, and it should be inspiring.
Yeah.
He's, but it's not. If Obama had responded,
he would have nailed it.
It would have had a sober tone, but also there would have been obvious empathy there,
right.
Which is, I mean, incapable. Trump is incapable.
When you say
empathy.
Sober, are you insinuating that Trump is not sober when he's making this? Or do you know what I mean? When you say a sober tone?
Oh, I think he is, which is even worse.
Yeah.
He can't blame any of this on drugs or alcohol.
Do you think he's on like a lithium or something or some weird
antidepressant?
Is he on an antipsychotic or something like that?
I think that's something the American people should know.
Absolutely. Well, we got the thing from the doctor. Didn't he write down in a letter we found out Trump's all
nobody has ever been healthier in the history of humanity.
That sounds scientific.
And he's got a really big dick.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Make sure you put that in.
Coke can.
I have to spend 5 extra minutes examining his phallus, his immense giant phallus.
POTUS is girthy.
Looking for spots or something.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Dick cancer.
It's me speaking.
In violence on many sides.
On many sides.
Right after the event.
They're chanting CNN sucks, CNN sucks after he had taken a shot at CNN. I don't know if the clip is in here. They also at one point chanted, lock her up.
Lovely.
Lock her up.
Lovely.
And I believe there were some that were calling for John McCain's rapid demise.
Why?
Because he's a big old traitor now. He voted thumbs down on Obamacare.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay, I keep forgetting the moment.
He's a Muslim now.
He had a moment.
And gay.
Jeez.
And possessed by a demon.
I mean, honestly.
And a traitor.
Right.
I saw that tweet several times, that John McCain is a traitor.
That's bananas.
Say what you want about him. He's a right-wing nutjob batshit. He's a warmonger.
Horrible politics.
We've hated his policies and politics for a long time. But I never questioned the fact that the dude was a war hero, is a war hero.
I mean, he's a patriot.
Yeah.
He could have, right, I understand correctly, when he was in prison in Vietnam, he had the option to leave earlier.
Because his father was some big poobah.
Right.
And apparently there was some dealio where they said, we'll let him go ahead of other people. And he said, no, let other servicemen go
right.
before me.
Yeah.
And I mean, he stayed longer.
God.
And was tortured.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine what the man went through. But I don't think there can't be that many people on the planet that would have the nuts to do that.
Listen, I had bone spurs. It was very painful when I was playing basketball.
I mean, who knows? I don't know. If Trump would, if he was in the same circumstance, what do you think?
I'll tell you everything.
Oh, God.
CNN sucks.
But all the network, I mean, CNN is really bad. And they fired Jeffrey Lord, poor Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Lord, the horrific, just sycophantic butt licker of his on CNN.
Yeah, yeah.
Which every time he was on, Twitter would be afire with, please get rid of Jeffrey Lord. He's craven. He's horrible. He defends Trump on anything. Everything and anything. He could never criticize Trump in one word. So, of course, Trump is like, poor Jeffrey Lord. Poor Jeffrey Lord.
He's using his moment in front of the country to lament some TV dude that got...
sucked his dick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is Jeffrey Lord starving?
They're talking about him going on Fox.
Was Jeffrey Lord ran over by a gaggle of white supremacists? Is Jeffrey Lord dead? No. I'm just saying, why does he want America to spend empathy on Jeffrey fucking Lord? Who fucking cares?
Because he likes me.
Don't you think it's bizarre? He just brings it up. It seems like he's, in his mind, he's just playing Mad Libs or some bullshit.
Yeah, it's whatever he TiVo'd this week.
Jeffrey Lord. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I mean, CNN is really bad. And they fired Jeffrey Lord. Poor Jeffrey. Jeffrey Lord. I guess.
Jeffrey Lord, by the way, was fired for ultimately tweeting something Nazi-ish.
Oh, okay. Well, that, of course.
Like a Heil something or something God. Like that.
How do you tweet something Nazi-ish?
Yes, he was getting a little bit fed up, and he was probably fighting back a little too hard. And yes, by the way, they are trying to take away our history and our heritage. You see that.
The media.
You see that.
The media is trying. The media now is complicit in trying to remove the beautiful statues. The beautiful. Robert E. Lee is hot. I love the way his ass looks
in those statues riding that horse.
It's just when you get a president that's a big racist lunatic and he gives all these fucking nutballs a platform. It kind of makes you step back and look at your country and say, what happened? How did we get here? And that's why we're taking these. That's why everybody wants to take these fucking monuments to the Civil War down, right?
Yeah.
Because we're sort of highlighting why we shouldn't have that shit up.
Right.
I mean, it's nuts.
You're a black person. You go to have a picnic in the park.
Yeah.
And you're sitting underneath the balls of a horse that on top of it is the man who led the battle against the United States of America to keep your ancestors in chains.
I mean, you got to wonder why we have a bunch of white people marching with tiki torches in Charlottesville for whatever the fuck reason. But then you learn that there are over 700 monuments memorializing people that did bad shit in the Civil War in this country. I mean, you know, that we set that environment up. For these white lunatics.
Tweet us during the show. At Thread and Thumb asks, do you think that remorseful Trump voters might be reluctant to vote in the future? I'm thinking his base.
I hope.
But not the white nationalist supremacists.
Please don't vote. If you voted for Trump, you know what? Fuck that. I know the Democrats, they want to reach out to these people to get them to vote Democrat. How can we reach out to them to convince them to not vote? I don't want them voting. Fuck them. They're idiots. If you're dumb, stay home. Stay home. Don't vote. Let your smart
friends.
And
yes, by the way, they are trying to take away our history and our heritage. You see that. Fox has treated me fairly. Fox.
Oh, there it is.
How good is Hannity?
How good is Hannity? He swallows.
He's wonderful.
There's not one drop of cum on my pants ever.
Oh, my God.
No Bill Clinton moment with me with Hannity. Every drop.
No leftovers. It's fucked up.
How good is that? And he's a great guy, and he's an honest guy.
Hold on a second. Fox and- citations. Give me a citation where somebody calls Hannity great. I can't imagine. Citations.
I just did.
Who's what's great about Hannity? Name me five things great about Hannity.
He's
white.
He likes me. He says good things about me.
He's got nice.
He tells buoyant. Other people good things about me.
His moobs are fantastic.
He shaves his butt crack so Blah. I can enter smoothly.
He's a great guy, and he's an honest guy.
Is he?
And Fox and Friends in the Morning is the best show, and it's the absolute...
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. That's so exciting.
I haven't heard this yet. I just read the fucking lowlights. This sounds like we're in North fucking Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Why in the fuck is my president taking time to give a shout out to the idiots on Fox Friends in the Morning?
Let's hypotheticalize.
Hypotheticalize.
We'd be hypotheticalizing down here in Florida.
Right.
And that Barack Obama saying,
yeah.
Well, MSNBC likes me.
Fuck yeah, baby.
I like them. And that Fox News. Remember, Obama would occasionally give a little tweak to Fox News.
Yes.
And they lost
their
minds.
The president's going after us.
The media criticizing the media. Oh, my God.
I hate these fucking snowflakes.
This is Steve Doothy. I'm worried that that Negro is going to throw me into a gulag.
How do we, you know, I think I'm on to something here by having these conservatives not vote. This voter... fucking suppression.
We can't
that,
do that.
Listen to me. They do
we
it
can't
to us.
Be them.
They do it to us.
Well, yeah, and we got to be better than that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And Fox and Friends in the Morning is the best show, and it's the absolute...
I masturbate to it every morning.
Right. Every fucking morning.
He's an honest guy. And Fox and Friends in the Morning is the best show, and it's the absolute most honest show. Was Sheriff Joe?
Oh,
he. You know what?
The rest of that clip,
right?
Let me see if I can find.
Hold on, time out for a second.
Yeah,
I just want to give a shout out to at Vile Experience.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you said about how he would handle Sheriff Joe Arpaio is exactly what fucking happened. When you said that, I was like, no, that's too nuts. It just seemed too fucked up.
He's going to put it to the crowd. Thumbs up, thumbs down, like Caesar.
What
do you think?
God damn.
Thumbs up or down for Sheriff Joe.
If he gets pardoned, tell me there's not going to be riots. Explain to me how there's not going to be riots. Because that guy, if I understand correctly, was arrested for or charged with not following an order to stop profiling.
Racial profiling.
Right. And
stop
he continued to
papers,
do it.
Papers, please.
And he continued to do it. And then they brought charges against the fucking guy. Right?
Yes.
And now Trump's going to pardon this dude.
And he's found guilty.
He was found guilty.
And probably won't do any time. He's he's in his 80s.
Oh, my God.
By the way. So Sheriff Joe is highly unlikely to do time at all, regardless.
Right. That's so fucked
but
up.
But I'm going to backtrack just a hair. Yes. Here's a little bit more. Of that, the media segment.
Ugh.
This is from a different clip, but
perfect.
Just want you to hear where he goes after.
Does he go after Mika and her bleeding face?
Dishonest, but let me tell you, you have some great honest papers. You have some great networks. I must tell you, Fox has treated me fairly. Fox treated me fairly. They've treated me fairly. Hey, I'll let you know. You know what? Someday they might not treat me fairly, and I'll tell you about it, okay? But they've treated me fairly, and I...
Listen to... Listen to
these idiots will flip on a dime for their cult leader.
He's... this. I know it.
They're like, Fox, yeah, we love him. But if they treat me unfairly, I'll tell you.
Oh, boo!
Dude, since when have you ever heard a president or anybody in a fucking public office address a crowd? Listen to him. He's like, hey!
Hey, I'll tell you. I'll tell you, guys.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Fairly, and I'll tell you about it, okay? But they've treated me fairly. And I don't mean all good. I get plenty of bad on Fox, too. But at least it's within reason. And Hannity, how good is Hannity, he said.
There you go.
Good Lord. Least it's with... I get plenty of bad on Fox, too. But at least it's within reason. Except for that Negro, that one Negro.
Yeah, the one guy.
Who she said that... remember, she's getting death threats now.
Oh, my God, yes.
Ebony something or other.
I don't know. That sucks.
Here's,
I mean, can you as president just endorse a news program and say, hey, this is the best one, you should listen? That's fucked up, dude.
Well, there, I guess there's something called the Hatch Act or something. I don't know. It's some obscure law that you can't, in your official capacity in the government, go out and endorse candidates. Like cabinet members can't go out and say, I'm the Secretary of State, I'm voting Trump. You know, stuff like that.
yeah.
They try to have at least the appearance of caring about the country first.
Yes.
So by him trotting out his black guy.
Right. His black guy.
Look, I'm going to Phoenix. There's no Negroes within 170 miles of Phoenix that like me. Could you do me a favor and show up, especially after this Charlottesville shit?
Ben. Drag out Ben Carson.
Well, yeah,
man.
But it was like, and this is proclaimed as a campaign deal.
So why is HUD there?
He should not. And he should not be going out. It's the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson.
Do they have intro music and dancers?
Oh, sure.
And,
well, God, because once he starts talking, it's over.
Betty Cannons.
I just want to say that I'm very pleased to be here.
I don't know if Ben Carson is your guy for live events. I don't care.
I wonder if I'm going to see if I can find a clip from Ben Carson last night. But so now, many were saying, were speculating that Trump was going to, and he retweeted the Fox and Friends story the other day that he was contemplating a pardon for Sheriff Joe.
Oh, perfect.
And everybody was saying, well, you just can't do that. Just can't.
He's an angry old racist fucking guy.
Listen, you're spending significant parts of your speeches these days convincing people you're not a Nazi.
Well, you know,
the president has to spend speech time reassuring the people that he's not a KKK Nazi white supremacist.
Well, all the loons that opened for him, they basically said that. I think that's what Ben Carson said. He waddled out on stage like, he's not a racist.
He hasn't called me the N-word in days.
Could you imagine? How do you do that? If you're a black person, a person of color working for Trump, your job, I don't give a fuck what your title is, kind of your job probably is Trump's like, hey, listen, Ben, you're black. Tell all your black friends I'm not racist.
Ben, I'm having a barbecue. Could you help me with the ribs?
He would say that. He would fucking say that. I could see that, like, you know, I'm at a meeting. Oh, we're going to order ribs. I'll give Ben a call. He might know a good place. Why? Why, Trump?
Ben Carson's appearance may have violated federal law, it says.
No shit. Well, Trump doesn't give a fuck.
Right before he took stage in Phoenix.
the Phoenicians. That's insane. The Phoenicians.
The announcer introduced him, quote,
Yes.
The Secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, Dr. Ben Carson.
Give it up, everybody. Put your hands together for Ben motherfucking Carson.
Hey, bitches. What's up?
Too lively. We'll take it down a notch.
Ben was busy doing a karaoke of a Kendrick Lamar song.
He goes on. Doesn't he take a few lore tabs before he go? He just seems so sleepy.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
What vibe? Flatlining.
There are lots of ways which the federal government could be used to reward political friends and allies.
Yes.
But the power of the government can also be leveraged to political advantage. Imagine a candidate who appeared at a campaign rally to be endorsed by the heads of each branch of the armed forces, for example.
Yes.
Creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
In 1939, Franklin Roosevelt signed the Hatch Act into law. A measure meant to preserve the impartiality of public services.
Well, how the fuck is Donald supposed to know about that shit? Well, you know what I mean? He doesn't know. I didn't know about the Hatch Act. I mean, like, what the fuck is that? Why do I care?
It's another one of those regulations.
Fuck that. We're going to get rid of that.
Let's get rid of that one.
Three of them. Now you have to get rid of two more and then add one. Whatever the fuck his scheme is. What a dickhead.
God, I wish there was I'm trying to find...
Audio of Ben Carson. Nobody was like, "Ah, shit!" Did he just talk?
Well, Trump is. How can you overshadow Trump? Here's the rest of the lowlights.
Yes.
Good as Hannity, and he's a great guy, and he's an honest guy. Mm. And Fox and Friends in the Morning is the best show, and it's the absolute most honest show.
Oh my God!
Was Sheriff Joe convicted for doing his job? Ugh. That's what.
Oh my God.
I won't do it tonight because I don't want to cause any controversy. Is that okay?
So they don't have the tape here of what he did, but he opened up with saying, "So what do you guys think of Sheriff? Does everybody love Sheriff Joe?"
You know what's fucked up about that? He gets. So whether or not he pardons Sheriff Joe, he's getting political capital out of it. Right. Just the very question of whether or not he will pardon him gets him cheers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gets his base off or some bullshit like that. So now if he doesn't pardon him, he'll say something like, "Well, you know, I just couldn't do it. I, you know, X, Y, and Z. But geez, he shouldn't have been. You know what I mean? He shouldn't be in trouble."
Good God. Sheriff Joe's 85.
God, dude.
Man, hate keeps you alive for a while.
That's another one. Put that on the list to ask Jesus. What's up with baby cancer and why is Sheriff Joe Arpaio? Why does he get so many years?
He said, "I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to be just fine."
What a fucking lunatic.
I wonder if this is...
If they don't want to report that I spoke out forcefully against hatred, bigotry, and violence.
Bigotry.
And strongly condemned the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, and the KKK. What happened in Charlottesville strikes at the core of America. And tonight, this entire arena stands united in forceful condemnation of the thugs who perpetrate hatred and violence. The only people giving a platform to these hate groups is the media itself and the fake news.
It doesn't do that.
He did his little point.
Is he on prompter?
His little sassy point.
Sassy point. Jazz hands.
He's on prompter.
He
had parts of the prompter, and then he would go off the rails.
This is horrible, but, I mean, this is one of his better prompter performances.
His element, man.
Right? I mean, yeah, he's killing it.
If you want to discover the source of the division in our country, look no further than the fake news and the crooked media.
Crooked.
Which would rather get ratings and clicks than tell the truth. They don't.
That's the president.
Good God. Ratings and clicks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But Sheriff Joe
was convicted of criminal contempt for targeting Latinos policing.
If he was really interested in healing the racial divide, maybe you wouldn't bring, even if you were going to pardon Joe, why bring it up now if you don't have to. I mean, they just want to piss people off.
Yeah.
Feel good. One vote away. I will not mention any names. Very presidential, isn't it? Very presidential. And nobody wants me to talk about your other senator.
He mentions,
God damn.
He mentions how everybody told him don't talk about the senators. They told me not to mention names, so I'm not going to mention names.
Yeah, is he doing
but
that?
But one of them has cancer in the head.
He's screaming this shit, by the way. Nobody knows me.
Yeah.
And nobody wants me to talk about your other senator, who's weak on borders, weak on crime, so I won't talk about him.
Build that wall, the white people are chanting, build that wall. And the one black guy.
Is he chanting that?
Build that wall. Now, the obstructionist Democrats would like us not to do it, but believe me, if we have to close down our government, we're building that wall.
Boom! If we have to close down our government, we're going to build that wall. And Eddie Munster today was like, well, I don't think there's any need for any government shutdown. None of us want that. That's not going
to
happen.
Oh, hey, Eddie Munster, that's your jam. Hey, this is where Trump is starting to sound like a normal Republican. That's what they do. They can't get their way. Oh, I'm shutting the government down. Because fuck you.
Right.
This is some normal GOP. This is all normal GOP shit. Republicans feel like Trump, don't they? I mean, don't they identify with this kind of racial bullshit?
Well, sure.
God. He's just up front about it.
I've got, oh, let's get to this PPP poll.
Yes. I can't wait.
You said PP.
I love these. These are hilarious.
And an extra P.
Ooh.
From the public policy polling.
Oh, shit.
A new poll be out.
People
that
be out.
Is loading. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. One word, right. CRABDIVING. And by the way, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole.
That's right, baby.
Crawl through there. It's always open for you.
Yes. We are dilated. Nine!
Like a good quiverful wife.
Oh, yes.
You can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
Hello.
Screaming Liberal Media. And by the way, thanks to those that do.
Thank you.
Public policy polling.
Okay.
All kinds of questions.
Right.
First of all, Trump's approval, around 39 in this one.
That's so high, man. That's a lot of people.
53% actively disapprove.
That's it.
Do you have a favorable or would you rather?
Yes. This is a drinking game.
Mike Pence or Donald Trump were president right now. 36% say Donald Trump. 30% say Mike Pence.
Oh, fuck.
Less.
Right.
People would rather have Trump than Pence. 34% not sure.
That is such a horrible choice, dude.
I kind of understand not sure. That's like, which testicle would you like to have a nail gun shoot through?
Well, it's kind of an unfair question, PPP guys, because I don't know what the fuck.
For those who don't have testicles, that would be a difficult choice.
Testicle-less. Well, like,
P-P-P,
I don't know what.
PPP?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what Mueller has got on Pence.
Mommy?
You know what I mean? Like, he's spending money on his defense or something like that. He's raising money for his lawyer fees.
Yes.
Are we to assume he's clean in this shit? I mean, I don't know if I'd rather have Pence than Trump, because I don't know what the fuck is up with this guy.
Do you think that Donald Trump is honest?
No. Fuck off. What kind of fucking question is that?
55% do not think the president of the United States is honest. Again, one is
45%.
Well, yeah, that's where your brain kind of goes. Well, actually, 39 think he's honest. 7 are not sure.
You're not sure.
Don't ask me.
You're idiots. You're idiots.
I don't know. Maybe he's truthful.
Do you
fuck off?
Do you approve or disapprove of his handling of the Charlottesville events?
Come on.
53% disapprove, 36% approve.
God, you guys are fucking morons. How many people were polled for this fucking thing?
I don't know, a bunch.
God, how sad.
Do you think Donald Trump is racist or not?
Fuck you. Fuck off. No, he's not at all. He don't see color.
Well, this is close. 44% do not think Donald Trump is a racist. 43% think yes. Donald Trump is a racist.
Those 44%, I'm worried about those people. How do you cross the fucking street? When it's raining, do you drown when you look up at the sky and open your big yap? I mean, really, that you're dumb. He's racist.
Plurality support. Do you support or oppose the Affordable Care Act?
Yes.
45% support.
Okay.
36% oppose.
Right.
19% not sure.
Yes.
Shame on you.
I don't know.
One fifth of people were like, well, I don't know.
I'm waiting.
Do you support the Affordable Care Act? I don't know,
man. Fuck you.
Then don't vote. if you don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
Which of the following would you most like to see the Congress do about the Affordable Care Act?
Right.
Keep what works, fix what doesn't, or repeal and start over. 33%.
Well, the only...
Yes?
The only logical one is the one in the middle, right? Fix it!
Right? 33% say repeal it, start over, root and branch. There, I still smell Negro in there.
You guys tried that. You had 8 motherfucking years. Not one of you could come up with a fucking plan.
But 57%, that's a big number.
Yes.
Say, keep it and fix what isn't working.
Yeah, or else, motherfuckers. That's what it should be.
57% opposed the health care bill that was considered by Congress last month.
Yes.
57%.
Oh, my God. That's...
are like, well, that's a pile of shit.
Right.
This is interesting, and this should give Republicans pause. If you're a member of Congress, voted for the healthcare repeal bill,
yes,
that was considered, would that make you more or less likely to vote for them in the next election?
Ooh,
and 46% said less.
Oh shit,
less likely. Only 25% said it'll make them more likely.
Only 25%.
Well, you know.
Well, God. Who the fuck thinks he's not racist?
Do you think Donald Trump has made America great again?
Yeah, man, it's fucking awesome up in this bitch.
33%.
They think yes?
MAGA.
Citations. How? Show me. Just honestly.
And 59% do not think he's made America great again.
Don't you want to sit those people down and say, listen, tell me how he's made America great. And you can't say he's made it stronger. You know what I mean?
Neil Gorsuch. And then they'll give a list of things that he's taken credit for that he can't. All these jobs. Would you support or oppose a law requiring a candidate for president release 5 years of tax returns in order to appear on the ballot?
Yeah, of course.
55% say yes, 31% oppose.
Fuck you.
By the way, yes. Those 31% of Trump suckers that oppose that, I have no doubt if it would have been a Democrat that did not release their financial information, it would be 99.9% on their side voting.
Benghazi.
Throw her in jail.
Oh, my God. Anything on Hillary Clinton. I don't give a fuck.
61% think specifically that Donald Trump should release his tax returns.
Hey, why not? We've forgotten about that.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Russia?
These are the people that don't understand Russia's a bad guy, like even though we had all those movies in the fucking 80s.
Unfavorable, 60%.
Okay.
Not sure, 27%. Favorable, 13%.
That way, how many people aren't sure?
27.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Uncle Nipples, Vladimir Putin?
Like you think he's nice or something like that?
Worse than Russia. Unfavorable, 69%.
69?
Favorable, only 11.
Sad. 11?
Do you support
or
oppose an independent investigation into Russia's involvement in our election?
Fuck you.
54% support an independent. That means bigger than Mueller. Mueller's not independent, technically.
I thought he was.
No, he can be fired.
Oh, yeah.
Independent would require a law passed by Congress.
Why don't they do that? Oh, that's right. Bunch of dickheads. Why wouldn't they do
that? Who do you think Russia
wanted to win the 2016 election, Clinton or Trump?
I thought you were going to say American Idol. I would say Trump.
56% say they think that Russia wanted Trump to win.
Of course.
24%
fucking course.
Say they think he wanted Russia wanted Clinton to win. Figure that one out.
Hey, what if Clinton's campaign manager got a sack of cash from Uncle Nipples, whatever Paul Manafort got? What do you think? That would have been the end of her fucking campaign.
Yeah.
People wouldn't have let it go.
She's been convicted of nothing, and people still won't let it go. If we put you put a meme up last week of Hillary Clinton saying something.
Yeah.
And more than half of the responses that we got were, fuck her, that stole the election. It's her fault that we have Trump. It's the DNC that stole the election. I don't care. Yeah. I would never vote for the most corrupt person on the face of the planet.
But the meme was like, I believe I shared it from Kelly the Voice. By the way, listen to K-Voice. Comes on at 4 p.m. often. It drops Tuesday and Thursday.
iTunes Stitcher.
That's right, baby. But like, it was a fairly like innocuous meme.
Yeah.
It was just like supportive of the people. But was it Charlottesville or
the
something?
The anti-Hillary crowd is still, for some reason, I think there are still bots and dummies who were brainwashed into thinking she's the most corrupt person in the history of corruption.
Do you wish that we could go back time in the TARDIS and see what would have happened
if Hillary... TARDIS.
TARDIS.
It's politically incorrect.
What if...
The cognitively disabled this.
Oh, yes. What if she would have said the words, hey, quit following me, you fucking creep.
That's great, yeah. Story today that the audio book of her What the Fuck Happened book, whatever it's... What happened or how did this happen or whatever the hell the name of her book is I think it was NBC got a hold of or got some clips of her reading.
Yes.
Her own book. And one of the sections is about that debate when he was lurking behind her. They on MSNBC today, they showed clips of the Saturday Night Live sketch that they did with Alec Baldwin sneaking up behind Hillary Clinton with the Jaws music going. Remember? It was like, denon.
Oh, yeah.
Denon, 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 denon. Do you think, back to the poll.
Right.
Do you think members of Donald Trump's campaign team worked in association with Russia to help Trump win the election?
I'm going to say yes, Pat.
Plurality, 43% say, yeah.
That's it.
For 38% do not think.
Oh, God. Idiots. And don't vote.
Here's the scary, I guess.
What?
I don't know. Rachel read this one. Rachel Maddow.
Okay.
She presented it as a good thing. I'm looking at the other number and being like, wait, what? If evidence comes out that proves conclusively that members of Donald Trump's campaign worked with in collusion with Russia to help Trump win the election, do you think Trump should continue to serve as president or do you think he should resign?
Well, of course he should resign.
54%
yes,
say he should resign. 34% say he should keep going. If you're
what does he have to
conclusive
do?
Conclusive evidence is given to you that Trump's campaign colluded with Russia, and 34% of people are still like, well, I think he should still stay president.
You know, I agree with you. That
no ethics.
Absolutely. And I agree with you that P-tape won't matter to these GOP loons.
All right.
However, don't you want to see these dick faces come on television and have to explain why they aren't bothered by Trump jacking off while two hookers pee all over each other? I want to hear that. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I want that tape. Bring me that fucking tape, Putin.
Who do you trust more, Trump or CNN?
CNN.
50% say CNN, 35 say Trump.
Trump or Kate.
Yeah.
This lamp. God damn.
NBC. There's a whole list of now who do you trust more than Trump?
NBC.
NBC 53%, of Donald course. Trump 35. ABC 53%, CBS 53%.
Absolutely.
New York Times, the failing New York Times 53%.
Yes. Cartoon Network.
The Washington Post, 51% only.
Oh, jeez. God, you get two dings because what?
Who would you rather was president, Barack Obama or Donald Trump?
Don't even read me. God damn it. What is that? Tell me.
Do you want me to read?
Yeah, I do. It's
52% say Barack Hussein Obama, but 39% still say Trump.
Okay, you guys saying Trump, you're full of fucking shit. If the shit goes down with North Korea and all of a sudden we're on the brink of thermonuclear war, I motherfucking guarantee you, you would rather have Barack Hussein Obama. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You fucking liars.
Would you support or impose impeaching Donald Trump?
Yes.
He should be afraid of this one. 48% say support.
Dang.
41% say oppose.
How many days in are we into this fucking...
7 months.
7 months? It's not even the first year of your fucking presidency. How do you think it's going?
Congress is well loved. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Congress is doing?
What?
73% disapprove.
Bam, baby.
9%. Who are these people? How many congressmen did they poll?
I think they must have polled the pets of these congressmen, or maybe a fern. They talked to some houseplants.
Nobody polled me. This is Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, you want to get polled?
Do you approve or disapprove of Mitch McConnell?
Come on, shut up. He's a melting Nazi face.
9% approve.
Wait a second. Only 9? Yeah. Who likes him?
Nobody. Even Kentucky.
Yeah.
His approval rating in his own state is 18%.
Has Elaine Chao, talked about what it's like to be married to this guy? Is there anything out there about that? Like what their rituals are, what do they do together?
Well, no, I mean, she didn't.
He likes me to peg him.
God.
How excited are you about the next election? Oh, who cares?
Excited? What does that mean? Terrified.
Generally speaking, if there was an election for Congress today, would you vote for the Democratic or Republican candidate from your district?
The Democratic. I don't give a fuck.
49% say Democratic, only 35% say Republican. That should give us smiles.
Right.
We got to keep this up. Now they ask, if the candidates for president next time are Republican Donald J. Trump and fill in the blank.
I'm voting for the
who
blank.
Who would you
baby.
Vote for? Jolton Joe Biden.
Oh, it makes me so sad.
51%. Trump,
of course.
Trump 39.
God damn it. Joe, why didn't you run, man? I know what you said.
Senator Richard Blumenthal.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
42%. Donald Trump 39.
I'm voting for Blumenthal.
Senator Cory Booker.
Hell yeah, baby.
42%. Donald Trump 39.
That's too close. Why are the numbers so fucking close?
Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Come on.
39% to 39%.
What?
I don't think a lot of people know her.
But that...
I don't think people know her. John Delaney.
Yes. Right.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Neither do I.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
For some reason, he's been listed. Democrat John Delaney.
I thought you were looking 38%.
At me.
38%. I should
tied with Trump. Somebody we don't know,
we don't know
is
the fuck
tied
this
with
is.
Trump. Mark Cuban.
Yeah, I'll vote for Mark Cuban before Trump. Yes.
42% to 38%.
Yeah. I mean, you know, at least Cuban has come out against Trump. He seems like a lib.
Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, come on.
45% to 40 for Trump.
God, Donald. That's one unforgivable thing. That Pocahontas shit you do, that is deplorable. And you should apologize.
And the largest win.
Yes.
For the Democrats, Bernie Sanders, 51 to 38.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
That they polled here.
Listen, anybody, I'm voting for Sybil Shepherd. I'll name out some, like, Sybil Shepherd. I'll vote. Who's the porn star that ran for the governor of California?
Mary Carey?
Mary Carey all day. All fucking day instead
got,
of Trump.
30,000 votes.
She had a good idea. She was like, we're going to put a luxury tax on boob implants.
She already had hers, so what does she care?
Yeah. elitist.
Who do you think was more corrupt, Richard Nixon or Donald Trump?
Trump.
39% say Trump, 34 say Nixon. More people think Trump is corrupt.
Nixon, yeah, it's fucked up what he did. He hired people to break into the DNC, right? Into the hotel.
Well, no, he covered it up. I don't know if he necessarily was in on the whole break-in kind of thing.
I mean, what Trump is...
Nixon was sitting there plotting the...
He wasn't?
Yeah.
God, you know, the way they portray that in the movie... I'm watching them, and they're talking on the radio. And they're like, "Hey guys, we've got some movement in the building."
Well, they're not good at it.
God,
yeah.
They sucked.
Yeah.
Did they watch? Did they watch?
A bunch of white guys.
Yeah, but
white politicians.
Have they never watched a heist movie? They never saw one movie. Like Ocean's 11. You get all these
72. So it's a little early for the
Ocean's 11's an old movie. They, you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what? Dean Martin and the Rat Pack.
Sure.
They broke into a casino, and the Rat Pack—they're all drunk, and they got away with it. These guys are sober, walking into some hotel in the middle of the night. How the fuck did they get caught? Why didn't they leave or run or anything like that?
Which of the following groups, this is the PPPPPP poll, which of the following groups do you think faces the most discrimination in America today?
White people.
African Americans, Asian Americans, Latino Americans, Native Americans, or white? American.
I mean, this is actually a hard choice if you get rid of one category, okay? We can get rid of white people, right? I mean, I would, right? I mean, the whole pipeline thing, man, that, you
the
know.
The most popular response is 37% of people say that African Americans.
Right. Black lives matter.
Face the most discrimination in America today.
Black lives fucking matter.
In second place.
Yes.
21%.
Yes.
One out of five-ish.
Don't tell me it's white. Shut up.
White people suffer the most discrimination
okay.
Here in the United States.
What about all these unarmed white people getting shot by cops?
We still got to play that Alex Jones
was
clip
Michael,
from yesterday.
Was Michael Brown, was he white? Was Eric Gardner white?
He was a demon.
God.
Demon possessed, if you'll recall.
Sandra Bland, was she white?
Which of the following groups do you think faces the most discrimination in America today? Christians, Jews, or Muslims?
Ooh, God. I mean, you know, Muslims. I'll say Muslims.
49% say Muslims.
And then I'll say Jewish people. Christian people.
29% say Christians.
You're all over the fucking place. You know how many fucking gigantic churches are in this area?
How could you think Christians are more discriminated against than Jews?
I'll tell you how.
In this country.
If you're a racist idiot. That's exactly how. You're a dickhead.
Are you glad the North won the Civil War, or do you wish the South had won? I love PPP because they sometimes
what a fucked up question. I mean, who could be glad? First of all, nobody's glad we had a Civil War, right? Were you glad we had a Civil War?
No.
I mean, it freed the slaves, but I'm not glad we had slavery.
Well, right.
There's nothing to be glad about.
I'm glad we won.
Yes, we.
Well, yeah, the side of good won.
Well, the side of good. I mean, I'm from Florida. I mean, I'm glad the North won as well.
70% are glad the North won. 23% aren't sure.
Oh God, they
7% say they wish the South had won.
Now those 7%, those are your racists, your Klan folk, your idiots, your mouth breathers, your morons. But these people that are on the fence. What is that? What
now,
is that? Is that
aphasia? This is one.
I mean, what is
that? That's one where I went down to page like 30 of this of this poll where they break it down by
yes,
who you voted for.
Okay.
and the to break that down, that's everybody. So 7%
yes.
of everybody voted that they polled said we think that we wish that the South had won.
Oh my fucking God.
The Civil War.
Hey, if you're coming to a decision whether or not you're glad the North won the Civil War during our podcast, tweet us at Crab Diving. Enlighten me to your decision-making process. I'm fascinated.
I'm sure we could open our window right now and
but I mean, I would
ask the truck that's at the red light outside crab diving right now.
Don't rush me. I'm coming to a conclusion.
Let me cipher on it.
Let me cipher on it. It's the 1860s, you fuckhead.
But now, if so, 7%, right, of everybody averaged out, which is the South had won. When you break it down by Trump to Trump voters only.
Oh, no. Is that, this will be disturbing.
13% of Trump voters.
That's like.
Wish that the South.
That's twice as much.
Had won the Civil War.
I wish you wouldn't vote. God, quit reaching out to these Trump people to get them to vote. Don't worry about getting them to change their minds. We need to find a way to make them more sedentary. Feed them garbage so they can't move. So they just get fat and can't get out of their fucking easy chair and pull a lever to vote. That's the only way. You're not going to change your minds.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of neo-Nazis? Why? This is a question.
Hold
in 2017.
Hold on a second. Before you tell me the answer, is there a section of people that aren't sure?
Yes.
No, there's not.
8%.
What? That's a lot. Oh, my God. I'm not sure.
This is...
I'm waiting.
And one...
How do you watch all the Indiana Jones movies?
89% unfavorable. But 3% favorable. Right.
The Nazis, per all the Indiana Jones movies, were bad. In fact, they were horrible.
The Nazis in pretty much every movie were bad.
Did these
slash
guys,
horrible.
If you aren't sure, watch Schindler's List. Honestly.
You're right.
Watch Schindler's List,
okay,
dickhead.
Not be sure.
The fucking A. Who the fuck?
White supremacists, unfavorable, 87. 4% favorable.
Wait a second. That's like white supremacists. I love these big racist fat dickheads. They're great. They're great to hang out with.
How can there be a 1% difference between the Nazis? So I don't like Nazis, but white supremacists are okay.
What's the difference? I'm serious. What is the difference? Because to me, I lump them into the same group of dick faces. White supremacists, neo-Nazis, skinheads, they're the same people. How are they different?
I don't know, yeah.
Are KKK fuckers different than just plain old white supremacists? They're all neo-Nazis.
Right. Everyone's a different snowflake, right?
This is stupid.
I'm a neo-Nazi, not a skinhead.
Okay. Fuck off.
Who would you rather was president?
Anybody.
Barack Hussein Obama or Jefferson Davis?
What? This is easy for me because if we're comparing him to past leaders and things like that, it's Barack all the fucking way, baby. All the way.
56%.
Say Barack.
23% are not sure. 21%. What? 1 in 5. Would rather have the president of the Confederacy president right now.
To clarify, at Vile Experience, we're talking about fucking Trump voters.
No.
What?
This is everybody.
Bullshit. No. Are you sure? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Who thinks that? Even
the
like,
Trump voters. Hey, this is all around that like 20% mark. Like the one... fifth of these of voters.
Now we're going to talk about Jefferson Davis. I'm going to say take race out of it, which is stupid.
How?
I don't know. But just for the fact that Barack Hussein Obama is around during like iPads and modern shit and things of that nature, I mean, I'd rather have that than Jefferson Davis. What was around when he was president? Were they tintypes? The Pony Express?
Yeah, bloodletting.
Bloodletting.
Still, I mean,
I don't want anybody from that era. They're all crazy.
Do you agree or disagree that transgender individuals should be allowed to serve in the military and defend our country?
Of course. Yes.
57% say yes. Of course they should. 31% say no.
God, trans lives matter, dick faces. Fuck you. Man.
49% of people polled believe that Congress should pass a law banning our president from communicating about foreign policy via Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because he's going to blow us up.
I'm for that law. I mean, we haven't really needed it in the past, right?
Do you agree or disagree? The children brought to the U.S. by their immigrant parents through no choice of their own and raised their whole life in the U.S. should be allowed to stay and apply for U.S. citizenship.
Drown them!
67% say
yes. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
20%. 1 in 5 still.
No, they say no, go home.
Horrific, evil people.
Go home?
How could you punish a child that was brought here into this country?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what.
Not of their own volition.
Right.
Raised as an American.
Yeah.
But because their parents are undocumented.
From El Salvador or some bullshit. They don't know. They don't know.
Launch them out to a country they've never been to or don't remember at all.
And I bet there's some dreamers out there that might not be able to point out where their country is. You know what I mean? Why? I don't know where the fuck. Hey, if you showed me a map of South America and say label the countries, I'm going to get Brazil.
Argentina.
That's lower, yeah. I'm going to get that one. I'll get Chile. It's like shaped like a big piece of bacon.
Uruguay.
Yeah, I'll get that one. Sure. Where's Venezuela? We're going to attack it. You don't even know.
So that's the people.
Well, we're all idiots. And the most disturbing thing is there's a lot of people that think Jefferson Davis would make a better president.
1 in 5.
Than Barack Hussein Obama.
I know.
Are you fucking kidding me? Come on. Does Barack look at this shit? Michelle, don't let him look at this shit. He's going to have a heart attack.
Barack Obama?
Does he look at these polls?
Of course he does.
Do you think he would? How much would you have paid to hang out with Barack in his study, his smoking room, wherever the fuck, when he's watching this Trump speech?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think he says? You think he curses?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think he says things like, look at that fuck face? He's sure. An idiot. Fuck him. I wonder.
Absolutely.
Damn.
I would have no doubt.
Right. I'd rather hang out with Biden, actually. I'd rather have a drink with Biden and watch his shit.
Or the two of them together.
Yeah.
Would that be?
I bet Biden actually loses his mind. I bet he beats his fists on tables when he listens to Trump. I bet he does.
I don't know. This is more of a visual, but
yes.
This is a kind of a spectacular moment. I apologize for your right. Ear holes.
Anyone nearby? Come look through the window.
Listening to Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
You're going to hear Kilmeade and Ducey. What this is there was a remote. There
what
was
a bunch of vomit.
Todd Pirro, I guess, is the Fox correspondent, was out in, what's the bluegrass state? Is that
Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Yes.
And he was at a somewhere, restaurant or something like that, a cafe.
Right.
Christie's Cafe in Louisville, Kentucky.
Fuck you, boy.
And he's about to interview a Republican, but listen to the beginning.
Okay.
I've been sending Todd Pirro out to get the pulse of the people.
Sending Todd Pirro out to get the pulse of the people.
Oh, my God.
This is Steve Ducey.
Jesus
Look
Christ.
At these legs on Ainsley.
Over food. Today over pancakes.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah, that's right, guys. Before we begin, I want to wish Judy and Tom a happy 53rd wedding anniversary. And I also want to acknowledge Richard, a World War II veteran, Bronze Star recipient, and Purple Heart recipient. Thank you, sir, for your service. All right, let's get right to the debate. Jefferson County, where we are, heavy Democrat. Bullitt County, right across the way here, heavy Republican. Going to start with Keith. As a retired educator and a Trump voter.
A Democrat, right?
All right.
So,
Shit.
A gentleman walks in behind this guy.
Yes.
Says, you got a Democrat right here. He's holding a sign up that says Fox Lies.
Oh, my fucking God.
And
I
listen
love it.
To how quick they bail the fuck out of this.
Oh,
they cancel the whole thing.
Start with Keith. As a retired educator and a Trump voter.
A Democrat, right?
All right. We're gonna wrap this up
this
and we're gonna go on
news.
Off to commercials.
This is fake news. This is fake news.
God God damn, this guy. Is that, who's that? Is that Kilmeade or Ducey?
No, this is Pyro, Todd Pyro.
Oh, that's right.
But look, now he's going to throw it back to Kilmeade.
We're going to wrap this up, and we're going to go on off to commercial. Steve and Brian, I'm going to send it on back to you.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, we haven't heard him, but I was reading his lips. I know exactly what he meant.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what was going on there, but they felt for the in the best interest of the telecast, we cut away.
Well, I thought for the best interest of the telecast, because that guy was saying, we're all fake news and stuff, and right. We know that's not right.
This is the only interesting part of your telecast, dickhead. I mean, bad, but really, I mean, what? If you think about their fucking audience at Fox News, some dude with a sign saying Fox lies, they're just going to say, oh, look at that idiot. So why didn't they interview him? Why didn't they...
Right.
Explore the one fucking interesting thing that's going on in their shitty fucking program. Interview the guy.
They don't know what you're talking about.
You're going to get chased off by some fucking heckler saying fake news? You can't deal with that?
That's almost like
what a loon.
Journalism and shit. What's wrong with you?
What did he say? Hey, why are we fake news? Why didn't they just ask him? He could have talked about it. He might have had an interesting fucking moment.
No, he can't fast enough. He can't. And this guy, he's like an old fat white guy.
Right.
With a beard. Who's like, fake news, just fake news, just fake news. You got a Democrat right here, just fake news. He's not even getting, like, in the guy's face. He's not, just unfurled his little sign right next to the guy. And he's like, oh, well, we're going to throw this back to you guys here. We're gonna wrap this up here.
What a bunch of fucking ninnies, man. You got a microphone. You're the reporter. You got people talking in your ear. You hold all the cards. This old guy walks up and says fake news and you run away. I don't get it.
Here we go.
Yes. Doesn't matter that
most
of the basketball players you see who happen to be black have the same haircut or David Beckham or anybody else. It doesn't matter. You need to find that racism in the.
There was a story that some guy, some assholes, I mean, there are assholes on the left. Went after some white dude because he's got that sassy Richard Spencer, I'm carrying a tiki torch in my tight pants and polo shirt haircut.
Which is, what is that, like a Caesar thing or a, what is that?
You know, like buzzed on the sides and.
Is this a faux hawk?
I don't know. No, not a faux hawk. It's just some, you know, look
you
at.
You know, we had a friend, Richard we have a Spencer. Friend that used to wear a faux hawk. Remember that guy? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
The eclipse in a guy's short haircut, in whatever it is, you've got to find it. It's got to be there. So that's why I've issued a travel advisory for the United States for white folks going to places like Denver, Detroit, places like Chicago.
An InfoWars travel advisory.
Denver?
Be careful if you're wearing a Nazi haircut.
Chicago.
Denver.
Places like Seattle, because I've been to these towns and I've experienced it. And I've got some of the statistics here. Black Lives Matters.
So here he goes again with the fake numbers.
Right. Oh, my God.
The fake statistics of black on black crime and stuff. It's a lie.
Who is he to fucking announce a travel advisory for white fucking people?
In fact, illegitimacy in the black community in most areas was lower than the white areas because they were predominantly very serious Christians. But they brought the social engineers in the 50s and 60s.
This is a history according to Alex Lord, Jones.
The social engineers.
And then you've got the Democratic Party that is literally pushing this, that's removing their history. And then somehow that's all Donald Trump's fault. Like I tweeted that out this morning, that point. I noticed a lot of other people making. It's just total hype. Hysteria, mental illness. And the statistics are all there. I mean, there needs to be reparations for white people the last 20, 30 years getting attacked and killed by the tens of thousands every year.
What?
There needs to be reparations for all the white people the last 20, 30 years getting attacked and killed by the tens of thousands.
Is there, does he have anything, I'm just going to ask, citations or anything like that or anything?
I got this meme I saw on Twitter this morning.
I'm beginning to think sometimes like these GOP people, they'll just say shit. It's not true. Like they'll throw out a number and I often wonder, are they using the same numerical system we're working from? I don't know. That's a fair question.
So that was him. That was Alex the other day saying that, or might have been, yeah, I don't know when it was, but saying that there needs to be reparations for white people.
What was the shit he was saying about black people on basketball teams? And
that's the haircut. That, never mind that you see basketball players wearing the same haircut. Black basketball players.
You know, I mean,
maybe it's a fade. It's like
a style. It's a style. It's a trend. A lot of people wear the same fucking haircut because it's, who the fuck is this guy?
It's baffling.
Travel advisory for white
people. I'm issuing a travel advisory, everyone.
For Denver.
Stay out of Denver, white people.
Check yourself, baby. I'm going to Denver.
Especially if you got a little alt-righty haircut.
I've been to Chicago recently. It's fine. What do you mean?
Here's Alex Jones.
Yes.
From yesterday's show.
Ooh.
The eugenicists are using them and preparing them as lemming armies to run over us, and they want to genocide us in an act of coming of age.
That's his cold open.
Holy shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no doubt that there is a massive move to bully the American people and our president into submission of the globalist agenda. And they've shown that there is no end to how much they will ratchet this up and how much social discord, how much violence they will push. I have got CNN, MSNBC clips, so many. I'm not even playing them every day just because there's too many. But we are going to play some of them today where they are legitimizing violence, saying go out, get violent. And they've got congressmen, senators on TV saying Trump's always been a racist.
Where I want to hear these clips of NBC, CNN saying go out, get violent, everybody.
Nobody says that. In fact, Alex, you're the one that says you use that weird.
Fill your hand.
Fill your hand, meaning put a gun in it.
Yeah.
I mean, is that violent?
Or I want to watch you masturbate. Maybe that's what that means.
God, shoot me to death.
Fill your hand. Let me see that rod.
All holes filled.
We have the proof. You know, he's KKK with no proof. Next level lying hysteria. And corporate businesses all over are sending out of their email list all sorts of weird made up rumors about Trump and racist and how Nazis are hiding under every corner. And then their own mentally ill constituents, customers are then running out and stabbing white people and shooting white people.
I got to run out, stab, shoot
white people. So he's saying all the MSNBC and everyone is inciting the blacks to go out and attack white people.
God damn it. If you listen to this conservative shit all day, imagine the hellscape you must think you live in.
Yeah. That woman who called in left that voicemail.
Oh, my God.
That we played yesterday and Monday, a different voicemail she left for other people. It's a terrifying landscape they live in.
Is there any way to get these lunatics to just go out in public and look around and just ask yourself, is Alex Jones lying to me? Is it this terrifying? Do I need to worry about driving into the hellscape known as Denver? That was a setting of Mork and fucking Mindy, man.
Yeah?
No, that was Boulder.
And legal weed?
That was Boulder. Yeah. Legal marijuana there. What? Is that like a dig against pot smokers? Is that they're saying stoners are violent? Is that where he's going with this
shit? I think it was just listing liberal cities.
Denver.
Seattle. Chicago.
So dangerous in Seattle, they use a French press for their coffee.
Because they have short hair or blonde hair. I mean, it's in the news every day. Now, obviously, we're going to go over all this today. They've introduced legislation to forcibly psychologically test the president. All of this is again.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
There's a Democrat who was introducing legislation that a president should undergo psychological evaluation.
Well, I mean, we want to introduce all these rules. What do you do if you have a loon like Donald Trump elected? Because we just had that.
Right.
We've never had this.
To unseat the election of the American people, all of this is an attempt to say you're mentally ill. All of this is an attempt to say that you are the enemy and you are the problem. And then you go look at the constituency of the average Democrat now.
Uh-oh.
And it is the most sad group of people, of ne'er-do-wells, of losers.
The constituency of Democrats are ne'er-do-wells and losers.
What is that? What does he want people to think? Like, everybody's on drugs. I got needles hanging out of my black, earlobe.
Black.
Oh, black. Okay.
Black.
He's being racist.
They're ne'er-do-wells.
Jeez.
Of lost people. And that doesn't mean we even like the Republicans. But if you go look at a Democratic Party rally or event, they look like they've been run over a car a couple times.
What the fuck?
That's not a great metaphor to use.
Ooh, you're right.
Right now.
I didn't think of that. Dude.
They look soulless. The mental illness rates, the neurotic behavior, they're making chirping noises.
I don't know what he's talking about with the chirping noises. Have you scanned the crowd behind your orange Mussolini to see what he looks like, what they look like at this rally? And you're talking about the constituency of the Democrats at a rally?
I'm mentally ill. You're walking around with these guys open carry.
Yeah.
They look nuts. They're walking around with torches.
Is a group of people that make the cast of the Munsters look normal. And they are completely lost. They are completely freaked out. And they are just threatened by culture in general. And they want to bully full control of it. And I know you know that, but
they're threatened by culture in general. Now, he's talking about brown people.
Oh, yeah. That's straight up racism.
Pure and simple.
Yeah.
He's talking about brown people. Look at the constituency of the Democrats.
Right. I think when he said chirping noises, he's meaning that they're not saying anything of note. And it's just so quiet, you can hear crickets, maybe. They're making chirping noises because I tried to look it up and see, it's an Urban Dictionary used to point out or emphasize silence. Chirping, crickets. Is that what he's...
No, I think he saw he saw a tape of something and somebody was... I don't know. Somebody's making chirpy noises. You know how they work. There's one example of something. That's what everybody...
I don't know what the fuck I was looking at. Alex Jones is nuts. Chirping noises. Fucking bananas.
And there's a little bit more of this. Here's a little more, Alex.
Fascinating.
This free society has produced a bunch of third, fourth generation, spoiled, rotten, desperate, crazy people. And they are being played like a Stradivarius by the establishment. And it's, again, in the WikiLeaks and in the statements, it is just incredible to be caught between the vicious, sociopathic, psychopathic, technocracy globalists and psych warfare experts, and then giant unwashed masses.
Unwashed.
Good God.
And because we won't euthanize them, because we won't kill them, the eugenicists are using them and preparing them as lemming armies to run over us, and they want to genocide us in an act of coming of age. So
God.
Listen to that. So he's like, our benevolence, we're not killing all those unwashed people. And now the eugenicists are going to use them to come after us.
To
run over us.
See, I don't know that that's a mistake. You think he's using that expression? Because that's what they do. That's what these idiots do.
Yeah.
A bunch of white supremacists ran over counter-protesters. And so what do they say? Well, you know, the counter-protesters, well, they're running over us.
There's a new report.
Yes.
In Charlottesville.
Yes.
Today they put they're covering up as a memorial to Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed in the terrorist attack.
Yeah, she literally got ran over. Killed with a car.
They are putting tarps over the Confederate statues and memorials in Charlottesville today.
Nice.
I saw some of the footage earlier. There was a crowd out applauding quietly.
Oh, yeah.
As they were putting a big giant black tarp on it. Well, now, I guess.
Yeah, the sledgehammers.
According to I wonder if he's been arrested yet. An armed man.
No shit.
Wearing a tie-dyed t-shirt.
Okay.
Tried to slash away the black drape placed over a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee in Charlottesville.
Oh, God.
As onlookers tried to dissuade him, the man slashed at the black tarp covering the statue, but was only able to cut at about shoulder height. One woman yelled, "People have died. Does that mean nothing to you?"
Right.
Witnesses reported that the man was carrying a gun.
Oh, God.
The man called covering the statue a desecration.
Ugh. What an idiot.
And said the anti-racist protester Heather Heyer was killed because she was playing in traffic.
Oh, my fucking God.
I've heard that before. She shouldn't have been playing in traffic.
You know, man, that is fucking... these people just have to croak.
Breaking news right now.
This just in. Why don't they just fucking, in front of everybody in broad daylight, they need to bring out the sledgehammers and beat the fuck out of these monuments. Just tear them down. Smash them. Make a point.
Crazy.
That's fucked up.
Nonviolent. The right's nonviolent.
Does that person, with the machete, he doesn't give a fuck how Heather's family feels.
Oh, no, she shouldn't have been playing. She shouldn't have been playing in traffic.
Playing in traffic. You fucking idiot.
So there you go. There's breaking news here.
This just in.
On this lovely Wednesday.
Hello.
We're back tomorrow. Don't forget, we do this shit every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 right. p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the eastern type coast.
That's right, Pat.
iTunes, Stitcher.
Yay.
Leave us good reviews and shit everywhere. It helps us out. Really does. That's right. We appreciate the hell out of that.
Follow us on Twitter.
At crab diving. I've got, we've got a couple minutes left here on the big shoe. A little bit of good news.
What is that?
Question mark.
Yes.
I'm sure this will be appealed.
Right.
Because that's the way things have been going. But a slight voice of reason. We've been following this story a little bit. This is out of Washington State. It's been going on for a while now.
Okay.
High school football coach,
right,
in Washington, Joseph Kennedy.
Okay.
I don't believe related.
Right.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected Coach Kennedy's request for an injunction requiring that the Bremerton School District.
Yes.
Which is where he's a coach, located just outside Seattle.
Fuck you.
That they should reinstate him.
Okay.
And allow him to pray.
Oh, God, dickhead.
With his team.
Why can't you pray by yourself in your mind?
After football matches.
What?
Games. A high school football coach has failed to persuade a federal appeals court to let him kneel and pray on the field immediately after games.
No one has ever, if God hears all prayers, how the fuck does he do that? Nobody has ever explained that to me. Nobody's ever explained that to me. There's shit tons of Christians all over the place praying to your fucking God.
Sure.
This guy takes a knee with all those other idiot football players and they pray to win the game.
Well, it's after the game he was doing it, but it's.
What?
It's, regardless, he's an authority figure at a public school.
Right. He shouldn't be doing that shit.
Circuit Judge Mylon Smith
said
Kennedy went too far in trying to press his religious beliefs on, quote, impressionable and captive minds.
Right.
The judge said this could promote disunity along religious lines.
It's also dumb.
Quote, the constitutional significance of Kennedy's job responsibilities is plain.
Yes.
He spoke as a public employee, not as a private citizen, and his speech was therefore unprotected. Meaning he squealed, of course, First Amendment, my free speech, my religious expression.
But you're doing it. As a coach fucking position,
you can't tell
you
them
fucking
that.
Dickhead.
You can't reason with them. Let's just like school prayer. A kid can pray in school. Nobody has taken that away from your little fucking crotch spawn.
Yeah.
But the teacher cannot lead a school prayer in public schools.
It's creepy.
Because it's an authority figure of a representative of the government.
Right. And also, this guy's praying after the game.
Yes.
God, if I was God, I'm listening to this dickhead pray. I'm like, hey, stupid, why didn't you hit me up before the game? Maybe I would have helped you. What am I supposed to do after the fucking game for you?
One of their scumbag crystal lawyers.
Yes.
Said they're thinking about appealing.
No, fuck you.
Banning public high school coaches from praying individually in public. That's not what's happening.
Right.
Just because they can be seen as wrong. He specifically is praying at school events where the kids must be there and
right.
are directly under his authority. He ain't in Walmart parking lot and takes a knee after he went shopping for potato chips and adult diapers.
Yeah, but it's in Seattle, too. I mean, not that it should matter, but I mean, that's not the fucking Bible Belt. I'm sure there are people of other faiths in that on that team. They got to feel, I don't know, marginalized. Why can't people just keep their shit to themselves? If you worship a sky god, shove it up your ass and don't tell me about it.
Andrew Nellis, lawyer for Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
Yes.
Said the district's actions avoided an unconstitutional establishment of religion when they fired him because he refused to stop doing it.
Right. They fired the guy.
Nellis said it's a violation when a coach pressures students to follow his particular religious practices.
Yes.
And they say, well, it wasn't. He didn't force them. He just went out there and prayed and invited anyone. You know how high school works. You tell me there's no pressure if 20 out of the 21
yes.
or two students go out there to pray to their Jesus.
And you're
the you
game.
Tell me the one kid who doesn't want to go out there isn't going to feel pressure.
Dude. You're in a stadium.
To suck up to the coach.
Yeah. It's the coach. It's the players. It's people in the stands. Oh, look at that little kid over there not praying.
It's like when they say, well, if there's more of us than them, if they don't like praying in classroom, they can get up and leave. That's the whole point, you fuck.
Yeah.
Is they're not supposed to have
right.
to get up and leave.
And those kids are singled out. And you know those fucked
exactly.
up coaches. Like, hey, see that kid not praying over there on the other team? Hit him extra hard because fuck him.
Right, that heathen.
Oh, God. You know, these PE coaches, these football coaches, you got to keep tabs on these loons.
So there, a little bit of good news.
All right, that's good news.
The correct thing happened.
That is
happened.
Good news.
Interestingly enough, that a court decided that, yeah, you can't do that shit.
What if you're a Hindu or something? You don't want to pray. Just imagine how you feel. Everybody's looking at you from the stands. Hey, look at that guy. Why isn't he praying? Is he an atheist? Fuck him. Let's go get him later. I don't
right.
know.
And Seattle's one thing, like you said. Imagine Tuscaloosa.
Oh, fuck off. Here.
Yeah.
Here there would be problems at a high school.
Imagine a suburb of Birmingham.
Some little idiot redneck who's been to church his whole life looks over and sees some kid not praying. He's going to pick on him.
Right.
Why wouldn't they?
You've got teachers throwing kids out of the classroom because they won't stand for the net for the flag, the
national anthem,
the Nazi salute to our flag. What is that creepy?
Pledge of allegiance
to the flag. Yeah,
pledge of allegiance. God, that's a big deal. If you want to not do that, it's fucked up.
And they can't. The Supreme Court has ruled if a kid wants to sit and not participate, you
yeah.
can't force a kid to stand and pledge allegiance to anything because that's America. We're not fascist cum stains here
right.
that force you to stand up and worship the Uber flag or whatever. And Trump's bullshit that he's coming out with, there was some verbiage that
yes.
got kind of glossed over. Even during his he's so presidential speech the other day. When he said something about it had to do with loyalty, like we need to come together in loyalty.
Right. I saw that. You posted that on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Creepy.
Very creepy.
Come together in loyalty. Loyalty to what? Loyalty to whom?
I don't fucking know.
Loyalty
Jesus.
To the country. I ain't loyal to the country.
Trump. Trump. You kidding?
We got to go.
What a bunch of creeps.
Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, blah, 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 blah. Follow Ryan on Twitter and Instagram at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
They've been wearing this political correctness kind of like a suicide vest.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.